Paul Marie Tefano Otikaraiti. Good evening, family of Jesus Christ. Welcome to Wednesday evening prayer. What a privilege we have as children of God to come together, even when we are apart, to pray. Behind some of the greatest spiritual awakenings in history, there has been an unseen, unsung force that we call intercessory prayer. People praying for God to intercede into the lives of others. Lots of victories that have been celebrated in the open were first won by people praying in quiet places of prayer. Through prayer, we can call the forces of heaven into any situation, anywhere, anytime, for anybody. There is no distance in prayer. And so this evening, we come together to pray prayers of intercession for our country, Aotearoa New Zealand, and for the wider world. Aku hoa me te whānau o te karaiti, my friends and family in Christ. Ko te awhina mā tātou I te ingoa o te rungarawa mūtunga kōre. Ko te wairua oro tonu. Kei te puheki atu te mōmiti o I o mātou ngutu, I o mātou waha. Kia whakamoe me te tia, te rungarawa, ka aroha, ia ki te tātou katoa ake tonu atu. Āmine. Our help is in the name of the eternal God who is making the heavens and the earth. Eternal Spirit, flow through our being and open our lips that our mouths may proclaim your praise. Let us worship the God who loves us. Amen. Amen. Our psalm tonight is Psalm 126. This is one of the 15 Psalms of Ascent. They are hope-filled psalms, widely thought to have been used as worshippers ascended the road to Jerusalem to attend the pilgrimage festivals. So Psalm 126, a song of ascent. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. I'll read it again, but this time from The Message. It seemed like a dream too good to be true when God returned Zion's exiles. We laughed, we sang, we couldn't believe our good fortune. We were the talk of the nations. God was wonderful to them. God was wonderful to us. We are one happy people. And now, God, do it again. Bring rains to our drought-stricken lives, to those who planted so that those who planted their crops in despair will shout yes at the harvest, so that those who went off with heavy hearts will come home laughing with armloads of blessings. In our lives, in our country, and in our world, we're in times that we feel we're living in or watching others live in circumstances of gloom and even despair. There are events that we see around the world that break our hearts. The displacement of the Rohingya people in Myanmar. The plight of maids who are treated as slaves in Lebanon. The current resurgent of the Taliban in Afghanistan. And of course, the rampant pandemic throughout the world caused by COVID. But this psalm reminds us of the hope that is in our God, the God of promises. He is ever faithful and he always restores his people to himself. He has done so from the times of King David throughout the ages and even to today. Ecclesiastes reminds us that what has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. And so as we join in prayer for the Church of Christ and for the entire human family, we can intercede with hope. And the knowledge that it will again be said among the nations, The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. So let's pray. Father God, we pray for the peace of the world. We lift those of you throughout the world who are in desperate situations. We pray for the people who've been rescued from Afghanistan, and we pray for those who are left behind and still there. We pray for their families in other countries who just look and wait for news. God, we pray for displaced people in Myanmar and elsewhere in the world. We pray for relief from their plight and for strength of all the people who are ministering to them. We pray for those who've gone to other countries looking for employment so they can support their families. And we especially think of Lebanon. Lord, so many of them have entered into slavery and they live in despair. Minister to their souls. Free them. In all these situations, we pray for the downfall of tyrants. We pray for peace in all lands. Your will be done on earth. We also pray for rulers who truly care for their nations and their people. Give them wisdom, give them strength, and help them to stay the course. Let us spend some time bringing these circumstances before our God. We pray for all governments who are dealing with this pandemic throughout the world, Lord. We pray for our own government and we ask you to bless the decisions that they have to make. Give us your hope, the hope that there'll be a slowing of the virus and that we will return to the world we once had. God, we just pray your power into this. Stem this virus and restore the world. Let's say aloud a prayer for the leaders of our world. And let's pray for God's power to take hold of this virus. God of love, we pray for the concerns and the activities of our country, our motu, our city, and our congregation. We pray for neighbours, for families, friends, and for ourselves. We hand our fears and our concerns to you, and we rest in the knowledge that you are a God who is ever faithful. Help us to have peace in our hearts and to live through this time with gratitude for your unswerving promises. Let's take a moment now to pass our burdens to Jesus. Lord of heaven, we pray for all in sorrow, need, anxiety or sickness, for loneliness, for the unemployed, for those who are imprisoned, for those who suffer at this time. And we pray for all men and women, for young people and for children, for our elderly and our vulnerable. Father God, we pray that you will wake us up to the needs around us and help us to reach out and be a light to those who we can help. So let us sit in silence at this time and listen for the voice of God placing names on our hearts. And Almighty God, we now bring those names and we name those people aloud and we pray for them. Almighty God, you know our needs before we ask. You hear the things that we cannot or do not know how to ask for. Grant us the desires of our hearts for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. People, God is good. He has brought this world through times of despair before and he will do it again. Go into this evening with his promises in your hearts and your minds. Ka kite anō.